So anyway, let's go back to some meditation, which is not over the top, which is inside the middle. Which is a much better place to be than over the top. So inside the middle. So close your eyes and come into the middle of the world, which will always be your body and mind. Again, I've just come back from overseas this afternoon in Indonesia and a few other places. So it's really weird. I travel a lot, but wherever I am, I'm here. Just this evening here happens to be Dhammaloka Buddha Center. So here for you is also this Buddhist center. So come in the center here with your body and mind. So instead of going out, over the top means into the past, and not over, that's over the top, into the future, sorry. And behind the bottom is the past. We're coming into the center, the now. And with the present moment awareness, just the basic present moment awareness, we can be aware of our body. My body's a bit tired this evening, got a bit of sniffles. But I become aware of it. The mindfulness of the state of your body. Is it tense? Is it relaxed? Is it irritating? Or is it at peace? Be mindful of that indicator. If you want to know what I mean, if you want to find out what the temperature is, there's the thermometer. You can find out whether it's hot or whether it's cold. Whether turn on a heater or turn on the cooler. It gives you feedback. And here we are mindful of the state of our body. How are we? Once you have mindfulness of your body, by which I mean you can feel whether it's relaxed, whether it's tense, whether it's energized or whether it's tired. You can feel that. Then the next part of meditation is you notice how these qualities change. What makes the body more relaxed? What eases the pain and irritation? You find that by trial and error at the beginning. You have an attitude of mind and the body relaxes. Another attitude of mind, the body tenses up. One attitude of mind, and you feel tired. Another attitude, you find energy coming into your body. Mindfulness allows us to be wise. And the sign of wisdom is the body relaxes and irritations ease. Just like you learn how to tune up your car, you are now tuning up your body. And if you try and control something, repress it, stop it happening, you finally get more tense. If you let go, just make peace with things, you find everything relaxes. So not only are you learning how to relax the body, you're also learning what this word let go means. It means that attitude of mind, which relaxes everything, eases irritations, takes off pressure, relieves all tension and stress. Let it be. And as you learn this, the body really relaxes.
relaxing your body, relaxing your mind. It is getting close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? How far towards peace, relaxation, has our indicator moved? What worked and what didn't work? The last minute or so of meditation should be used to reflect on what you did and what you didn't do. So every meditation you learn a little bit more about how to guide the mind into peace. I will now ring the gong 3 times to end the meditation. Very good. Mm-hmm.